USA Radio News with Tim Berg.
President Trump in Midland, Texas on Wednesday says coronavirus vaccines are being developed in record time. The president also has a big announcement regarding energy.
My administration is announcing today that export authorizations for American liquefied natural gas can now be extended through the year 2050.
Acting Homeland Security Secretary Chad Wolf says there will still be a federal law enforcement presence in Portland.
We are not leaving Portland until we are assured that that courthouse is safe and secure. We'll continue to keep law enforcement officers in the area to make sure that that courthouse is secure at the end of the day.
Wolf telling Fox News the drawdown plan can begin if the safety plan works. You're listening to USA Radio News.
Balance of Nature's fruits and vegetables in a capsule, changing the world one life at a time.
Balance of Nature, it's the greatest thing in the world. I can't imagine where I'd be without it. You know, I feel 20 years old again, and I want to continue to stay in shape. I understand the oversaturation in the market and the resulting cynicism that people have, but Balance of Nature works for anybody and everybody. And as much as it's a today product, it's a product for the future for me. I am the most satisfied customer in the world. I don't know what I would do without it.
Don't wait to see what getting over 10 servings of whole fruits and vegetables every day can do for you. Right now, Balance of Nature is offering free shipping and 35% off on any new preferred order. Start your journey to better health today by calling 1-800-246-8751 or by going to balanceofnature.com. Again, that's balanceofnature.com. And make sure to receive this special radio offer by using discount code USA.
In USA Radio Network Financial News, the Dow was up 160 points, the S&P gained 40, and the NASDAQ added 141 points. The latest on the Fed Reserve policy meeting ended with no change in the central bank's benchmark interest rate. USA Radio Network's Chris Barnes reports.
Fed Chair Jerome Powell says the decision to keep the key rate at near 0% is because of the continuing pandemic, which he calls the biggest shock to the nation's economy in modern history.
We have held our policy rate near zero since mid-March and have stated that we will keep it there until we are confident that the economy has weathered recent events and is on track to achieve our maximum employment and price stability goals.
Powell also saying the U.S. economy is on an extraordinarily uncertain path right now because of the ongoing outbreak.
Republican Congressman Louie Gohmert of Texas tested positive for COVID-19. Gohmert was tested on Wednesday. You're listening to USA Radio News.
Working from home? I'm Chad Dodd, veterinarian and consultant to Limp Bells. Here's some tips for keeping your dog fit while staying at home. Find 15 minutes twice a day and walk your pet at a decent pace around your place. Play hide and seek by hiding some kibble or favorite toys and letting your dog find them. If you have stairs and your dog is mobile, walk up and down twice a day for 5 to 10 minutes. Or better yet, try a power walk on your terrace or backyard for some fresh air. There are more helpful pet care tips at YouMove.com, spelled YouMove.com.
President Trump's Chief of Staff Mark Meadows and Treasury Secretary Steve Mnuchin are meeting with Speaker of the House Nancy Pelosi and Senate Minority Leader Chuck Schumer. The big thing being discussed is a new stimulus plan, which Democrats are not happy with, but according to Republican Senator Marco Rubio of Florida, there's not a plan they would be happy with.
Yeah, look, I mean, anything we put out, the Democrats and Chuck Schumer were going to attack. Let's not forget there's an election in about 2.5 months, and they want to win those seats. So We could have taken their bill and filed it, and they would have said, well, it's not good enough. We want more. That's just a part of the political game. Ultimately, look, this bill touches on a lot of bases and things that we need to do. The way this place works is we can't pass a bill without Democrats supporting it as well, and we obviously have to get it through the House, which is controlled by the Democrats, and has to be signed by President Trump, who's a Republican. So this bill is going to have to touch a lot of things and do a lot of things. It's not going to be easy to get there, but I believe we ultimately will. I don't know if it'll take 2 weeks or 1 week or 3 weeks, but it'll take a little bit of time. But we have to do something, and that's why I'm confident that we ultimately will do something that's meaningful.
Rubio speaking there on Fox News, and Election Day is less than 100 days away, and one group of voters might have a lot more power than they realize. That's young people. This November, one study found that millennials and Gen Zers will make up 37% of the electorate, which is higher than any other group. Voter turnout among 18 to 29-year-olds have skyrocketed since the 2018 midterms. For USA Radio News, I'm Tim Berg.